Okay,
Yeah.
so have you ever like, you know, when you've got all this interesting stuff you want to read, like
Yeah.
articles, research notes, and you're just like, ugh, how do I even, you know,
Totally. Yeah.
there's so much information out there.
It's
It's,
overwhelming.
yes,
Absolutely.
that's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
This deep dive
Yeah.
is like a shortcut. Okay, to the good stuff.
Love it.
And specifically for you today, we are diving into prompt engineering for large language models
Okay.
like GPT.
Very cool.
So this is about getting the most out of AI without having to become like a computer science PhD.
Right.
We're going to look at some key takeaways from a video that breaks it down really nicely. And it's all about
Practical strategies.
practical strategies, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
All right, let's do
The
it.
first thing that really jumps out from OpenAI's own guidance is the need for clear instructions. And I think everyone kind of intuitively gets this right. Like if you're on YouTube and you want to find a good recipe for kimchi jjigae,
Kimchi jjigae, I love that.
if you just search like kimchi jjigae, you're going to get everything
Everything,
right.
people eating it, people making it, restaurant reviews.
Exactly. But if you search easy kimchi jjigae
Any
recipe
better.
or baek jjong-won kimchi jjigae
I know
recipe,
you're talking.
you are finding exactly what you need. And it's the same with AI. The clearer you are with your instructions.
The better the response.
Exactly.
And that's where things get really interesting because it goes beyond just using specific words.
Oh,
It's
absolutely.
about tactics.
Yes, and one of the most important ones is avoiding relative language.
Oh, tell me more.
So think about words like many, few, easy, difficult,
Yeah, vague.
subjective.
Totally.
What's easy for one person might be hard for another. So instead of saying like, explain it simply,
Yeah, how simple is simple?
exactly, you're going to say something like, explain it so a middle school student can understand.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Right? Because now the AI has a much clearer.
Benchmark.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this really comes down to how these AI models are trained, right?
Yeah.
They've gobbled up this huge data set of human language.
They've seen it all.
They've seen it all. But many in one context could be few in another.
Hey,
So giving it that specific benchmark
yeah.
helps it be more consistent.
Okay, so another super cool tactic is specifying a persona for the AI.
Oh, a persona.
Yeah, like giving it a role to play.
I like this.
So instead of just asking GPT, explain artificial intelligence,
Yeah.
you could say, you are a middle school teacher, explain artificial
I
intelligence.
see. So it's tailoring its response.
Exactly. It's going to use different language, different examples.
That's fascinating because you're essentially tapping into how these models do conditional text generation.
Right.
The persona becomes a specific condition that shapes the output.
That's so cool. And it gives you so much more control.
It does.
And another thing you can do is actually provide examples of the kind of output you want.
Oh, so like a template almost?
Kind of, yeah. So
Yeah.
instead of just saying, write a blog post about the benefits of exercise, you could say, write it like this, and then give it a snippet of the style, the tone.
Exactly, like you're showing an artist a reference image.
Right, sets those expectations.
And for complex prompts where you have multiple things you want the AI to do,
Okay, yeah, this can get messy.
delimiters can be a lifesaver.
Delimiters, what are those?
So basically, you're creating a structured list for the AI to follow
Oh, I get it.
instead of a big rambling request.
Yeah, no one likes those.
You can use things like one, two, or bullet points.
So it's like, summarize this article and then tell me if it's relevant to climate change.
Right. But instead, you could say, one, summarize the key arguments of the article. Two, based on the summary, explain its relevance to climate change.
Oh, that's much clearer.
And the AI knows exactly what you need from it.
So delimiters can be numbers, bullet points.
Yeah, sometimes even triple backticks, angle brackets, or just clear headings.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Another really helpful tip is to limit the output length.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes those AIs just go on and on.
Exactly. So if you only need a short email, or like a specific Excel function, you can tell it under 300 characters, or only provide the Excel function.
Keeps it focused.
Yeah, and it saves you time.
So all of these tactics for clear instructions,
Yeah.
they're all about minimizing ambiguity,
Yes.
making sure the AI understands exactly what you need.
It's the foundation.
It is.
Okay, so the second key strategy we're going to look at is providing reference text.
Oh, interesting.
This is all about context
Okay.
and how important it is in shaping the AI's response. Think about this. What is 1 plus 1?
Two.
Okay, but what if I said 10 plus 10 is an addition problem? 10
Right.
minus 5 is a subtraction problem. 10 times 3 is a multiplication problem. 10 divided by 2 is a division problem. Now, what is 1 plus 1?
Now I'm thinking an addition problem.
Right.
Interesting.
That's the power of context. The first question was just basic arithmetic.
Right. No context.
But by giving those examples of different operations.
Yeah, you're setting the stage.
You're totally changing how the AI understands the question.
And this applies to any kind of prompt.
Yes. When you give the AI relevant data information examples alongside your prompt.
Okay.
It has something to work with.
So instead of relying on its general knowledge.
Exactly. It can ground its response in the specific context you've provided.
That makes a lot of sense.
Like, imagine if you were asking someone to summarize a research paper.
Right.
You wouldn't just ask them to summarize the topic in general.
No, you'd give them the actual paper.
Exactly. You say, here's the paper. Can you summarize it?
So you're guiding the AI's reasoning.
Exactly.
You're giving it those specific chapters to refer to.
Yes. And that leads to much more effective and targeted answers.
That's so cool.
All right, let's move on to strategy number 3, breaking down complex tasks into subtasks.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
This is all about making big challenges more manageable.
Love it.
The video gives this great example of a not recommended prompt.
Okay.
It says, translate this English paper into Korean and then extract insights.
Whoa, that's a lot.
It's like asking someone to cook a 5-course meal and then write a detailed analysis of each dish at the same time.
Right. Two totally different things.
And when you give the AI a single prompt like that, it can get overwhelmed.
Makes sense.
The recommended approach is to break it down.
Okay. How would you do that?
First, you'd state the overall goal, like extract insights from this paper and explain them in Korean.
Okay.
Then you'd give it specific subtasks, like 1, summarize the key arguments of the paper in English 2. Translate the summary into Korean 3. Identify the main findings of the paper in English 4. Translate the main findings into Korean 5. Explain the implications of these findings for a specific area in Korean.
Wow. Okay, so you're basically walking the AI through it step by step.
Exactly like building with Legos.
I love that analogy.
And it allows the AI to focus on each step.
And do a better job.
Yeah, and you as the prompter have more control over the process.
Makes sense.
Because if the initial summary isn't right, you can fix it before moving on to the translation.
Instead of having to start all over.
Exactly. And it can really improve the quality and coherence of the final output.
Especially for tasks that require multiple steps.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the fourth and final key strategy. Giving the AI time to think.
Think.
Yeah. This is a really cool one. So the video has this example where it asks the AI to evaluate a student's answer to a math problem.
Okay.
It's a word problem about calculating the cost of land in construction.
Sounds complicated.
The student makes a mistake in their calculations.
Okay.
But when the AI is asked to evaluate the solution, it says the student is correct.
What?
Because it's not actually solving the problem itself.
Oh, it's just looking for patterns.
Exactly. It's reacting to the prompt and not really thinking it through.
Interesting.
So the improved prompt tells the AI to solve the problem itself first.
I see.
It says, first solve the following math problem yourself. Then compare your solution to the student's solution provided below and evaluate if the student's answer is correct or incorrect. Do not determine if the student's solution is correct until after you have solved the problem yourself.
So you're giving it a baseline.
Exactly. Now it has the correct answer to compare against.
That makes so much sense. It's like when a teacher works out the answer before grading a student's paper.
Yes, and it really highlights that AI needs to be explicitly instructed to reason sometimes.
Not just pattern match.
Right. Giving it that think time can make a huge difference.
This also shows how important it is to understand how these models work.
Yeah, they're amazing at generating text finding patterns.
But for more complex reasoning, they need that extra guidance.
The think step is so crucial.
It is.
Okay, so to sum up our deep dive into prompt engineering.
Yeah.
We've explored 4 key strategies. Clear instructions, providing reference text, breaking down complex tasks, and giving the AI time to think.
And these are all based on official guidance.
Exactly, straight from OpenAI.
So this is like the cheat sheet.
Yes, it's the blueprint for getting the most out of AI.
Love it.
By understanding and using these strategies, you can really unlock a whole new level of insight and utility from these tools.
It's like moving from using a basic calculator
to having a supercomputer.
And it encourages a more active approach to using AI.
Oh, absolutely. It's not about passively receiving information.
It's about shaping how the AI thinks.
Exactly. So here's a final thought for you.
Okay.
What specific questions about your own sources are you now eager to explore with AI? What new angles or aha moments do you think you might uncover by putting these principles into practice?
That's a great question.
I'm excited to see what you discover.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
See you next time.
Bye.